This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's about to happen? I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm going to, as quickly as I can, get to the latest developments with communist China. And look, I know everybody's like, we know China's running things. We know the globalists use it as a place they can go and break all the laws internationally and do what they want. But Congress is only realizing this. The public's only realizing it. And I'm telling you, you expose that China is puppeteering the Democratic Party and the globalist operations, people at a nationalist level will line up against it. Plus, they're going to get all the prosperity because China has set it up to totally screw us economically. So we are basically have the enemy in target right now. I mean, we can blow them back to hell. We can defeat the Chi-Coms, free the Chinese people. But the globalists have wanted an anti-human future. They've been funding the worst Muslim groups. They've been funding the worst communist groups. That's what's in the WikiLeaks. That's what the globalists do. They want a worldwide system of destabilization. And Trump's saying, no, we're going to start straight shooting. That's what America used to be. And people are sick of globalism. They're sick of divide and conquer. And they're ready. There isn't just evil in the universe, folks. And that's why they hate Trump so much, because he's real. People are like, my God, you're riding on, you know, Trump's jock. No, I'm not. This is everything we wanted. We built Trump. We made Trump. We built the launch pad. Comprende? I know the general audience gets that, but let's be aggressive about our support of Trump. They're trying to break our will, and I kind of like him, but he's not perfect. No. People come up to me, even distant family, and I kind of make jokes about Trump, and I get in their face, man. I say, what? You know, you like China running things? You like the anti-free speech crap out of the Democrats? You know, you don't like the economy coming back? You don't? Then fine, just keep it to yourself then. I don't give a damn what you say to me when you just regurgitate a bunch of BS. You understand? I don't care if you think I'm wrong. So don't try to feed your ego trying to make me feel stupid when you're a freaking moron. I'm serious. That's where I stand with all of this. I'm going to go to your calls. You know, we have a contest we're running. I just announced today it's only running through next Monday. I've decided when I do contests now, they're going to be like 5-6 days, and that's it. It can be video. It can be an image. It can be anything visual. An MPC meme contest. And the rules are, it's at my discretion because I have a bunch of rules and try to track it all and where it came from. I just need you to show me the providence, who you are, where it came from, show its first posting, post it on the web somewhere so that I can see it and verify it's who you are so you get the money. Plus, it's just fun to fight back, isn't it? But it's good to celebrate it, too, with a symbol of energy money so you can have some fun, maybe make more memes. $10,000. And I'll say Tuesday so I get more time, but it will be announced Tuesday on my show. And they're pouring in at NPC at Infowars.com. It could be a video. It could be a image. Whatever you do, make it. Send it in, and we're going to take the best ones and post them to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and play them on air, and it's going to be fun because it scares them, because it shows how they're a bunch of collectivists, how they're conformists, how they've given up their own soul, how they've become slaves to the system with a classic gray face archetype, two dots, a triangle nose, and one line for the mouth, right out of 1984, right out of the famous Apple commercial, and it's so true, and they know it. Because they're the liberal, cool, trendy, you know, free speech folks. They're like, no, you're the anti-free speech authoritarian bots. And they don't know what to do. This is the mega meme. And I want InfoWars to be right in the center of it. So your InfoWars themed, MPC themed, whatever you want to do. One winner, $10,000. Coming up. And it'll be announced Tuesday, in T-minus 6-7 days. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news, today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging.
Hey, you!
That's right,
you!
Wouldn't you like to know the story of you? What makes you, you? DNA and Me is a genetic service that can help you find out exactly who your ancestors were. You might be surprised.
I thought I was just a standard white guy, but DNA and Me showed that I'm actually 4.2% Cherokee Indian.
Turns out I'm not totally white. I'm also part Northern Asian and even some Kurdish. I'm a victim of oppression.
I used to get in trouble for always using the N-word. But with DNA and Me, I found out that I'm 2.1% black.
Morning, Steve.
Stop. The test is easy. Simply swab the inside of your mouth and send it into our labs.
People made fun of me for being French. DNA and Me showed I was 8% Navajo. Nobody's making fun of me now or my people who are victims.
I'm 13% victim.
I'm 21% victim.
Order now and find out if your friends should be more sympathetic towards you. DNA and Me. Are you in?
Hell f***ing yes, I'm in.
It's gaining pound for pound. A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. They're building mass graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out.
You know, usually the son of some great legend is not as good as the father. Shooter Jennings is an amazing artist. His wide repertoire of everything from classic outlaw country to this smooth stuff we're listening to right now, Summer of Rage. Came out like 5 years ago, premiered here on air. And boy, they pressured him to throw me under the bus and say, hey, somebody says he loves me more than ever. We need to get Shooter back on. He gets being an outlaw. He gets being an Americana. He gets it. All right. In the spirit of going to your calls, I will get in the last segment of the show today, but I will do it to the incredible new developments with Google and Communist China and going from lying to Congress just 3 weeks ago to saying, okay, we're spying, we're censoring, we're doing it all, and it's a wonderful thing. It's just flabbergasting. But then they separately still go to Congress and say nothing's going on. You know, the New York Times, ban NPC memes, ban anyone criticizing anybody. Only liberals can talk. It's so authoritarian. And then they turn around at the same time and say it's not happening to Congress. It's outrageous, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, well, it's their website. Well, they defame you, calling you a Nazi. When they take your stuff down, they lie about you in the process. And now, you know, they're saying you can't go to college, even if it's a public college, and have your own speech. So see, no, this is everywhere. These are authoritarians, and they've taken our acquiescence to it as a big, giant green light to accept it. So there's the New York Times on screen of your TV viewer bragging that Twitter has banned hundreds of right-wing accounts for posting as soulless non-playable liberal activist. How dare you point out the left is monolithic, hateful, and anti-free speech? How dare you say they're programmed and put out insane chants? In fact, I found the videos earlier, the crew did, because I did that whole breakdown first hour about the brainwashing of the MPC system and why archetypally it threatens the left so much. If you don't know what MPC is, just go to InfoWars.com. But we didn't play the most powerful ones that totally prove it, where it's video after video during the Kavanaugh hearings with the left programming groups of people. I will go forth and I will block the hallways and I will go to this person's and I will say this. I will go forth and I will block the hallways and I will... I mean, it is the stuff you see out of, like, Wild Wild Country or Heaven's Gate. I mean, this is Beam Me Up, Scotty, Hail Bop, Drink the Suicide Potion. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Okay, Chris, comedic, genius, Chris, Sandra, Chase, Kim, Tommy, Mario, Matt, Carlos, Joseph, Jay, we're going to all of you today. I'm going to get to at least these 15 calls or whatever they are that are on board there. Who should we talk to first? Let's go ahead and talk to Sandra in the great state of Texas. Sandra, welcome to the airwaves. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. This is my first time to call, so I appreciate you taking
me. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Sure. Hey, I've got my first, I wanted to hit on three things with you real quick. The first one is I just want to see if you think that Hillary will ever go to prison. Do you think that Donald Trump will work on that?
She needs to. In fact, I'm glad you brought this up. Mueller has leaked to Fox News, the New York Times, that he's going to end the investigation a week after the election and that Russia meddling was not found by Trump and even all the fake obstruction stuff, and they're going to basically end it at that. I don't know if that's true, but that's what Rosenstein told Trump 2 weeks ago, remember, when I said it looks like Rosenstein's rolled over, unless they're playing possum. But we know there's no Russiagate there. They tried to even set me up in it. I'm not at liberty to get into it, but it was unbelievable. So, I was approached with Russians want to give you money. I did contact the FBI just to cover my butt. But this is the stuff that's going on, and it was literally the group connected to Fusion GPS, the whole, it was the CIA. So the Democrat-run CIA literally officially approached me. And anyways, I'm not going to get into that. Lawyers say don't get into it. And who knows, the folks even involved even knew what they were doing. But the point is, that's the type of things that happen in this country. So your question was, because then I got off listening to myself talk about, will Hillary ever go to prison? If they roll over and go into absentia and, you know, maroon her somewhere, you know, in the Phantom Zone, if she would just leave, that would be good, because if we fight her to the political death, she may keep trying to sabotage the country. But I don't think she'll take that high road. I don't think she'll ever go away. And I think Trump's pledge, he's followed through on all his pledges so far that he's been able to execute. And one of the ones he hasn't gotten done yet is Hillary for prison. And that entire deep state group that sold out to communist China and others deserve to be given the punishment for high treason. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's something I think about on a daily basis, and I'm always I tuned in on your show starting in 2016, and I've thought about it so much, and it just, she insults my intelligence on a daily basis, and it drives me nuts that she's out there saying the things that she does and getting away with it. It really bothers me.
No, I agree, and that sends a message of arrogance. But Trump, at the next level, look at Strzok acting like he's auditioning to play the Wicked Witch of the East when he's in there in front of Congress making little weird homoerotic demon faces, and then Hillary falling down everywhere and then wrecking her ambulance in New York. She drives around in an ambulance to the Batmobile. It's a black ambulance with a wheelchair in it. So just archetypally, she's already sinking into the mud. But I agree. Her whole criminal network needs to be prosecuted.
Yes, and it does feel like a criminal network. It really does. It feels like that they're the mafia. And I think about that a lot. This feels like there's something very evil going on in the world.
Well, Sandra, what you're saying is, and I forget who said it, justice be done, may the heavens fall. And I also get, like, Napoleon gives up, send him to this island. Then he snuck off the island, started another war. And then they send him back to another island. But it's the same thing over and over again. You powerful, evil people, you want to just have them go away. But the Romans were smart. They would make people go into, you know, a small province and be a governor. If they got in trouble or did something, they would just send them away because then they wouldn't fight to the death. They didn't give Caesar that chance, so he did fight to the death. And, of course, won for a while. But it's a complex issue, and I don't think Hillary Clinton's long for this world. I mean, she looks like a reanimated corpse dragging along. I'd give her... I think Hillary Clinton's got maximum, with even top doctors, 2-3 years.
Well, I guess I hope he does get her in prison. But I wanted to tell you, I have an idea also that's off the topic. I told you I had three things. Real quick, the other is I had an idea for a platform for you because you got knocked off of Twitter, and this might sound stupid, but instead of calling it InfoWars, make it like your little icon would be the lion head, and you'd be called InfoWars. And I don't know how to build a platform. If I could, I would work on it. But I just...
That is a super good idea. We're trying to develop a lot of stuff like that, so God bless you. Thank you, Sandra.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
NPC warfare. The New York Times says, thank God Twitter's banning it. You can't let those Americans put great faces on people.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's racist. Our own crew member, Lewis, put together this NPC, the new dreaded meme, the globalist hate. Find out more at InfoWars.com over the faces of Hollywood gun grabbers. It's a long way to the top if you want to take our guns, scumbags.
Columbine, Virginia Tech.
Tucson.
Aurora.
Fort Hood. Oak Creek. Newtown.
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 How many more? How many more? How many more colleges? How many more classrooms?
How many more movie theaters?
How many more houses of faith?
How many more shopping malls? How many more street corners?
How many more?
How many more?
Enough. 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 Enough.
Demand a plan.
Right now. As a mom.
As a dad. As a friend. As a husband.
As a wife.
As an American.
As an American. As an American.
As a human being.
For the children of Sandy Hook. Demand a plan. No more lists of names. It's not too soon.
It's too late.
Now is the time.
Before we all know someone who loved someone on that list. No more lists.
No more
who they might have been. No more.
So, think about that. The Arab Spring that Hillary and others funded killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people. They fund communist China that's killed tens of millions of their own people recently. And they say no more list of people shot by crazy people with guns. As if it's all of our fault that bad people get guns, like bad people get cars. Or all the Islamic attacks using vehicles and knives to kill people. It's just crazy. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Take a lot of them here today. Carlos in Canada. I see one talking about Fed said the greatest threat is the Federal Reserve, which is the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve that told PBS years ago, former head of it, Greenspan, said we're above the law. Well, nobody's above the law. Federal Reserve, Trump says, is my greatest threat to the economy.
His threat is the Fed, because the Fed is raising rates too fast, and it's independent, so I don't speak to him, but I'm not happy with what he's doing, because it's going too fast, because you looked at the last inflation numbers, they're very low.
And so, it's not federal, like Federal Express, or Federal Ammunition, or Federal Exterminators, or Federal Pizza, there is such a thing, the other stuff's real Fed stuff, it's not Fed. And it was set up in 1913, it's been around over 100 years, 103 years, 104 years now, hard to believe. 105 years, time flies. And it's over our country. They didn't raise rates under Obama. Now they've raised them, what, seven times on Trump to try to dampen the economy. That's meddling. Carlos, what do you say is going on?
I think that, thank you, Alex, but I think this is the October surprise that we discussed in the past. The Federal Reserve, I believe, has outlived its usefulness as far as the United States of America is concerned, if there were any usefulness to the Federal Reserve. Let me explain why. When the Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air and gives it out to various banks to create credit, the banks naturally lend to those that have the greatest credit, so that it creates a vicious circle.
Well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. The big banks engineered collapses and things to get it pushed through. Then, especially under Obama, they only gave the trillions of dollars to themselves, to the private subsidiaries that had their own members on the board of the Federal Reserve. Then they actually cut lending, but then gave the credit to themselves at 0% to buy everything up. They've been using it as a weapon against us, and Trump knows that.
Precisely. But let me explain. The fact is that the printing of money out of thin air through the banking system creates oligarchies. It creates individuals that can amass gazillions of dollars.
Yes, the select anointed groups, the select anointed groups, they get all the money and nobody else does.
Right. And then what happens is that the individual worker, the employee, the everyday American is subject to the will of very powerful corporate structures. Now, these corporate structures, like, they're treated like individuals. However, they don't go to jail like ordinary people. So that you've got a situation where a privilege of being a corporation is that you have a charter. When have you and I seen a company or a pharmaceutical company that defrauds people, that defrauds...
No, I understand. And just like vaccine companies, it has liability protection, so does the Federal Reserve. And it's a criminal group. Most of its stockholders are foreign. There's never been an audit, but we know at its founding, it was like 80% European-owned. It is the enemy. It is globalism. It's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, that literally is investing everything in China. They're the ones that set us up. We have to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
President Trump must...
He needs to nationalize it. It's called federal. Everybody's like, well, I thought it was already national. Nationalize it. Have his, you know, chief economist over there, Kudlow, and just announce it's nationalized and sign an executive order.
They don't have to do that, Alex. All he has to do is say the United States no longer requires the services of this corporation, and he will use its treasury. The treasury, which is...
Yeah, you're right. The treasury can take over the exact same functions and even leave it like it is.
Thank you. No more borrowing from the Federal Reserve. Audit the Federal Reserve. And all loans made out of money printed out of thin air should be paid back with money printed out of thin air, not the work of...
Which is what the globalists already do. Then they only hand us the debt. They make money on the upside and the downside. And what you're saying is what top economists have said here. So, Trump to announce plan to nationalize the Federal Reserve? Question mark? That's the answer. God bless you, Carlos. Great points. So let's put this out on the internet as a video, this segment. Trump to announce plan to nationalize the Federal Reserve? Question mark? Great points, Carlos. Okay, let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase in California. Chase, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call, Alex, and thank you for everything you do for our country. Now, I'm... Speaking of your contest, you inspired me, and I tried your reporter contest, and ever since I've been producing reports every day. And one of the things I've been seeing a trend of is a huge buildup of militarism. Now, we've seen our own country spend over $300 billion recently on our military. We've seen Saudi Arabia buy $250 billion from our country. We've seen an arms deal from India where they're buying $100 billion from Russia, and this is all showing signs because of the threat of China. They are playing the game of risk, and they're the only ones doing it. They're in the EU making deals, trying to sabotage our economy. They're in Africa.
No, you're right. The entire buildup is China because they're selling weapons to everybody. And China's economically taking over. They're really flexing their muscles. Hell, I got articles today without even looking from Hollywood Reporter, Wall Street Journal, where China's muscling what movies we can put out, what U.S. mergers we can have. Trump, because he's a free marketer, and conservatives don't flex our muscles in the economy in a command and control, which is great. But don't let them command and control. If we stop China and others from command and controlling our economy, or we stop Silicon Valley from letting China intimidate them into censoring, that's not command and control. It's stopping command and control. And the vacuum we have allowed has allowed, instead of the federal government running things and then saying, we run things, you run it, America, and turning loose, we have allowed in the vacuum the Chi-Coms to come in here and the EU, and I'm done with it.
I am too. You know, we are at a hot war with China, and people don't realize it. They have murdered our spies.
Let's talk about it when we come back. Yeah, no, they're just murdering people because why not? They see America's weak. But something happened like with the Japanese. They gave them a lot of rope. And that's it's a British thing. And we're kind of like the British Empire now. So a lot of this is, and I don't want this to happen, it's a lot of us playing possum. I think at the end of the day, the Chi-Coms are going to get destroyed. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
To the globalist is get some, because you're getting it, and you're getting it good, and we're winning all over the world. It's going to be painful for those of us at the tip of the spear. But what's more painful is living on our knees as slaves. Here's a video from more than 10 years ago, about 11 years ago, the Lair News Hour, used to be the McNeil Lair News Hour, on PBS, Rockefeller Broadcasting, with the recently at the time departed head of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, saying it's above the law, separate from all three branches. Now, the other three branches of government watch and confirm each other and keep them in the balance. But the Fed, established in 1913, says it is an equal, separate branch. Well, if the president was totally separate and he didn't have impeachment hanging over his head, he would be a dictator, unless he just stepped down. And it'd be the same thing for judges or members of Congress. Imagine what a flagrant, arrogant statement this is. And somehow they've convinced Trump that the Federal Reserve is separate so that he has no power over it. He could nationalize it in 10 seconds flat under the Constitution, Bill of Rights. He could say, you're a corporation, you're no longer needed. We take it under advisement. That the Federal Reserve Act, but that doesn't matter. Under a national emergency, the Treasury now will oversee all this, and I will make the decisions. If Federal Reserve heads seek to stay in their positions at the 12 Federal Reserve banks, you can do that. And by the way, most of them don't even like the New York Fed that actually runs it and has a private corporation that owns it that's super secret. Most of the Fed heads in Dallas and Kansas City and other areas and Atlanta are actually like Trump patriots. So it's not the banking system itself that's bad. It's the foreign shareholders of the Federal Reserve. And we knew it was 80% foreign when it got set up. We don't know now. It's so secret. So we never had an audit. We pushed for that. But here is good old Alan Greenspan.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency. And that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter.
No one can regulate us. No one. We're just out here. We just run everything. Well, you white shoe boys are something else, aren't you? It's time for Trump to nationalize the Federal Reserve because it is our financial system. It is tied into all the private banks. And I think it needs to be nationalized post-haste. Do it. Take the gloves off. Stop letting these con artists push us like this. All right. Chase, you were getting into communist China saying, hot water. Yeah, for people that don't know, 5 years ago, we started getting all the staff at U.S. Embassy sick, brain damaged, lower IQs, nosebleeds, some of them. A few people died of heart attacks. And they said it's sound waves. And I said, no, it's microwaves. And, of course, now they admit, even the Washington Post, it's microwaves. Same thing at our embassy in Havana, Cuba. And China is just super belligerent. And there's a billion, 300 plus million. They kill whoever they want in their own country. And they've got all the rare earth minerals. They've got more than half the trade in the world. They've been positioned and given everything because the David Rockefeller went in there and set the deal up 40-something years ago. So I think it's time, and Trump's doing that, to let them know that the Piss on America party is over. That it's over. But again, you learn about microwave weapons 20 years ago here on air. There's even national stories demonized me talking about it. It's a fact, but I digress. Go ahead and finish your point, your point, Chase.
Yeah, you mentioned the sonic weapons, and that's a very real threat that just kind of started to hit the news. Mike Pompeo was talking about that. But on my site, on YouTube, Chase the Patriot, I have a number of videos, including just this week we saw that hypersonic nuclear weapon test in China. And I think that was a direct response because of our successful launch of the Falcon 9 rocket. And, you know, the other threat, they are tremendously building up in Venezuela and Argentina. Again, the game board of risk, like that old board game, China is the only one playing today. They are spreading their forces, and there are more Chinese flags in Africa today.
No, I hear you. And again, the globalists, let's explain, the globalists set it up to position China to do that because it's a dictatorship. I appreciate your call. So it's a sellout by our elites, the CFR, the Chinese century, the Dragon century. And guess what? The Dragon century is dead on arrival. But not sonic weapons, microwave weapons. All right, let's go back to the calls here. I'm going to do this. I'm just going to go from the top to the bottom here. Let's talk to Matt in Kentucky. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Good. So last night on Tucker Carlson, he had a guest on. I don't know if you saw that, who was a previous Facebook employee who had just left the company. And at first I thought this was a good thing. He denounced their censorship of everything, but then proceeded to explain that it's not coming from the top of Facebook bosses, but it's like dissemination from rogue lackeys, I guess, within Facebook, as though they're able to get around what Zuckerberg wants. And maybe that's true, but to me it sounded more like deflection of responsibility and, you know, just another example of the lack of creativity from the left.
Well, I didn't see the report, but that's actually true. We knew that the big tech guys want to censor, but that the leftists they've hired, remember like 6 months ago when I got banned off YouTube for a while, and then they said, oh, he was put back, thousands of conservatives were banned, it was rogue groups that didn't understand that were poorly trained. No, they hired 20,000 Southern Poverty Law Center trained SJWs and just sent them in there in a government contract that Obama set up 2 years ago that's still operating with billions of dollars. And so, yes, it's pressure from above and below. And then the executives deny they know what's going on, but really they knew what they were doing. But you see the plausible deniability that they just brought in the army of censors?
Yes. And all that to say that, you know, you're banned from these platforms. And so it's a war, and you, I feel like you need to use your platform and where and your influence right now to start denouncing these companies, because you know, everybody that's listening to you has a seed planted in them that they need to like separate from these, like choose a
side. Sure, we're going to try to build a more high tech, you know, basic message board posting system for everybody very, very soon. We're going to try to do it all. I'm just not one of these big billion-dollar companies. But I mean, I'm saying they should be anti-trusted. I've written reports and had law firms write reports to the president starting 6 months ago. That's why I was shut down. I've been behind the scenes and on air. You may have just tuned in for the first time, Matt. We've been leading the charge against this with Matt Drudge.
Yes, sir. And I removed my Facebook account. I deleted it completely at the end of September after, you know, being on there since 2002 when you had to have a UK, college email address to even get an account.
You know, well, you do what you think's best. I think it's best to stay on there all over the place but give it nothing but war. And I mean, again, the enemy has that battlefield. They don't want you on it. They want to keep you on it. They can condition you and make you give in and bend to their will. But I would do satire. I'd be silly. You can do a crazy leftist character. I'm thinking about doing this myself, where you're just over the top, hate America and everything. But then they'll probably think it's cool and leave it on there. I mean, that's how tone deaf they are. But I agree. The number one thing, like Matt Drudge warned us of 2.5 years ago in studio, is beef up your own thing. It's going away. And people didn't heed his warning. We built our own video platform. Mike Adams built his, Real.Video. They're trying to take our payment processors, brother. They're trying to take our ability to do anything. There's some stuff behind the scenes you wouldn't even believe they've been doing. I mean, I know for a fact, I'm not going to even get into it. But yeah, I hear you. Believe me, I know what we need to do. I agree with you. We'll be right back. Thanks, Matt in Kentucky. More calls straight ahead. And then the latest on Google admitting that they perjured themselves to Congress.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what
what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
When I was summoned from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac,
he was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed.
He said, it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This is kind of the country version of It's a Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. A politically incorrect David Allan Coe, who is definitely crazy.
Then I noticed the stranger was going.
Let's listen to a little bit of this. This is a Hank Williams song. It's a Hank Williams ghost song.
He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues?
Can you bend them guitar strings?
I said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Just a cry south of Nashville.
Then a cry just south of Nashville.
All right, let's stop right there. I want to go to your phone calls, and I'm going to start the next hour before Matt Bracken takes over. I thought it was Mike Adams and Matt Bracken. They're both awesome. And then, of course, the War Room's come up with Owen Schroyer. Busted voter fraud ring discovered in Texas. Mainstream news in Texas. No national coverage I've seen. That's coming up. That's exactly what we said. They always say, stop illegal aliens voting. I'll demonize illegal aliens when they're doing bad stuff. And on average illegal aliens are not criminals other than breaking the law to come here. They're looking for work. But the ones that are criminals are particularly criminal. That's why an illegal alien is twice as likely than any other group to commit a crime. That's what you got to lose. Plus, you have anonymity. It's almost like a get-out-of-jail-free card. But it's not illegal aliens voting. It's Democrats with list of dead people that are still in the voter rolls. And that's right here. So I'm not Mr. White Knight defending the illegal aliens here with the anchor babies and all of it. I don't care where you came from, Eastern Europe, China, Mexico, whatever. But it's not the illegal aliens. That's why Obama had to go on TV 2 years ago and say, doesn't matter if you're here, you should vote. While the Democrats try to say, it's legal now, if you're an illegal, vote. The Mexicans and Latin Americans don't show up and vote illegally. They have a sense of, like, that's criminal. I'm not a citizen yet. I'm not going to do it. But they got the winos and the drunks, and they're Mexican, they're black, they're white, they're whatever. And, man, they're in there voting big time. And we got Project Veritas' undercover video. It's well known the Democrats do this. On average, they give them beer, whiskey, you name it. They get them on buses. They try to not give them too much alcohol up front. Some of them want other drugs. And on average, they vote 10 times in states that don't have voter ID. But they do it in Texas, even though we have voter ID, because they do it with absentee ballots. See, I always say I'm going to get to it, and I get to it right up front. I'm not the guy that has cliffhangers. Let's go ahead and go to this report right now. It's on InfoWars.com. I'm going to have it retweeted. I've got to ask Watson to retweet it. This needs to get out. We'll go to your calls, Joseph and Tommy and Chris and Comedic Genius. We're going to get to you and Marco and everybody else is patiently holding. But here is at least part of this report from Texas News. What is it, CBS? It's also on NBC. Here it is.
Women are accused of being part of a pay-to-voter fraud ring in Tarrant County.
Tonight, they face dozens of felony charges connected to mail-in ballots. Jason Allen live in Fort Worth tonight. And Jason, this goes back to the primary election in 2016.
Right, Gilma. And that spring, there were more than 16,000 ballots that were mailed in here to the Tarrant County Election Center. Now investigators believe that for some of those ballots, voters hadn't asked for them, they hadn't filled them out, and they didn't know that somebody else did.
While voters were picking presidential candidates at the polls in 2016, ballots sent in by mail in Tarrant County had what investigators now believe were fraudulent signatures and information.
It doesn't match up. This was an accepted ballot.
Political consultant Aaron Harris found a paper trail that he handed over to state investigators that helped lead to nearly 30 felony counts against four women. The women, including Leticia Sanchez and Leticia Tepichin, are accused of requesting ballots for elderly voters, forging signatures, filling those ballots out, and mailing them in.
So the harvesters sit around and fill these out by the hundreds, often by the thousands.
Back in 2016, Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter about the fraud investigation in Tarrant County, and while the Attorney General's office referred to the indictments as part of a paid ring, they would not comment on if there would be more charges to come. Harris told us his own research has turned up many more people involved, but recognized the cases are difficult to prosecute.
And just because they may have only been indicted on 1 or 10 or 16 counts doesn't mean they don't have 200 counts, but those are the only 16 that can be proven.
Bingo.
The indictment shows that, at least in these cases, many of the ballots involved were for Democratic candidates. I talked to the Tarrant County Democratic Party chair tonight. She had met one of the women who was involved, but really didn't know the details of the case. And she also questioned the timing of these indictments.
Oh, really?
Just a few weeks before the November midterm elections.
No kidding, Sherlock. Bravo, Sierra. We ought to go find those videos from like a year ago. Battleground, Texas. Turn Texas blue. They're on video saying we're going to have illegal aliens vote. And I was like, that's a red herring. They just have them, they just go to the nursing homes, get all the names, get them out of the newspaper, people that died. They have them sent to them. They fill them out. It's industrial. Reportedly, they get like $200 for every vote they get. I mean, the Democrats don't know about it. I bet you all the tea in China and India that these people are part of Battleground Texas. I mean, this is how the Democrats operate. It's what they do. It's what the Clintons did. It's like asking, does Smokey the Bear pull his pants down and use the bathroom in the woods? And the answer is yes, he craps in the woods. He's not wearing pants. He's a bear. And I don't even know what to say at this point anymore. And these people are, oh, Trump's crazy. Nobody's voting illegally. And there's all these undercover videos of him doing it. And it's so hard to catch these folks. And this guy's awesome. I want to get that fellow that did this on so we can duplicate this and expose this crap. Now, let me tell you how you counter him. You get at least five people you know that aren't lazy but are busy and they've never really voted, so whatever. You get that voter registration filed now. You do an affidavit, whatever you got to do, you get them to vote. Or grandma hadn't voted in a few years because her hips hurt, or grandpa or whatever. You take them, you stick them in the wheelchair because you love them, and you love the unborn we're going to save if we can get Ted Cruz and other stuff, and you take them down and you have them vote Republican straight ticket now. We're not going to engage in fraud, but I'll tell you this, we're going to outwork these dirty, Soros-funded pieces of crap. I'm not even sure if I'm going to vote early or vote on the day. Oh, man, I'm getting angry right now. I'll tell you. They want to steal our birthright. They're engaged in such fraud, and I'm just telling you, you've got to vote. They're going to be engaged. But here's the good news. State police, state homeland security, everybody all over the nation is watching. We stopped Hillary from stealing five states. She stole six states. And we're going to stop them this time. But I just love them saying Trump's crazy. Nobody voted illegally. Balderdash. Horse manure. Donkey droppings. All right, I'll go to your calls for a couple segments. Matt's always good. He likes to come up. He knows I take over sometimes. I said I'd get to your calls. The problem is that they fill up the calls after I hang up with them. But everybody's been holding the longest. I'll just go to whoever's been holding the longest. I love hearing from you. You're awesome. Listen, I talked about excitement earlier and the spirit of liberty. When you get exciting, nothing on earth can stop you. Nothing. And when you get excited about telling people about the local radio stations you're listening to or local TV stations, or when you share the links to Infowars.com/show, man, you're not the lifeblood of Infowars. Let me tell you, if they knock me out tomorrow but we save the country, I'd be happy to be off the air. I mean, I'm committed. I like doing this, but I wouldn't mind stopping it because it's you know how passion is. You're either totally committed, but then after you're like out of the fight, you're like, good God, I just blew a gasket. This isn't about me. It's about all of us, and I'm telling you, when you financially support us, you are the hand of God in our life. God's working through you. I am in your hands. You are in good hands at Allstate. Alex Jones and InfoWars and everything we do. And God is a train wreck sometimes, but it's real. It's from the heart. When you support us financially, you are those hands that save us from the fire of Soros and Hillary. So remember that, and we make it easy with great products at the lowest prices, from non-GMO heirloom seeds to great T-shirts that spread the word to ball caps and sweaters and women's apparel and 50% off the supplements right now and free shipping store-wide. They're trying to shut us down. We need your support. InfoWarsLive.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com. It's a big general site, or 888-253-3139. And thank you for your support. It's been amazing. But in the face of what we're dealing with, we need you to really wade into the fight. And I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible. You know what? I know you're going to come through. Fourth hours.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.